The Daddy Longlegs and the Fly. Once Mr. Daddy Longlegs, dressed in brown and grey, walked about upon the sands upon a summer's day, and there among the pebbles, when the wind was rather cold, he met with Mr. Floppy Fly, all dressed in blue and gold, and as it was too soon to dine, they drank some periwinkle wine, and played an hour or two or more at battlecock and shuttledore. Said Mr. Daddy Longlegs to Mr. Floppy Fly, "Why do you never come to court? I wish you'd tell me why. All gold and shine, in dress so fine you'd quite delight the court. Why do you never go at all? I really think you ought. And if you went, you'd see such sights, such rugs and jugs and candle lights, and more than all, the king and queen, one in red and one in green." "Oh, Mr. Daddy Longlegs," said Mr. Floppy Fly, "it's true I never go to court, and I will tell you why. If I had six long legs like yours, at once I'd go to court. But, oh, I can't, because my legs are so extremely short. And I'm afraid the king and queen, one in red and one in green, would say aloud, 'You are not fit, you fly, to come to court a bit.'" "Oh, Mr. Daddy Longlegs," said Mr. Floppy Fly, "I wish you'd sing one little song, one Mumbian melody. You used to sing so awful well in former days gone by, but now you never sing at all. I wish you'd tell me why. For if you would, the silvery sound would please the shrimps and cockles round, and all the crabs would gladly come to hear you sing, 'Ah, hum-de-hum.'" Said Mr. Daddy Longlegs, "I can never sing again, and if you wish, I'll tell you why, although it gives me pain. For years I cannot hum a bit or sing the smallest song, and this the dreadful reason is. My legs are grown too long. My six long legs, all here and there, oppress my bosom with despair, and if I stand or lie or..."